Part 15, The Sabbath. God has revealed to us the creation of the universe, the creation of earth, his plan for it, the fall of man in the garden, along with his plan of redemption. After man was put out of the Garden of Eden, some found themselves working as slaves and struggling for survival down in Egypt. Scripture says God heard their cries, and he sent Moses to deliver them from their slavery. So now let us look back again to the creation by God for some clues to his plan of redemption, bringing his people back to their original state before the fall. Remember, this is his love letter to his bride, whispering secrets to reveal himself and to encourage her. God had a Sabbath, a day of rest, on the seventh day when all his creative work was finished. It was a type of the thousand-year millennium, as the scripture in 2 Peter refers to as one day on earth is a thousand years in heaven. Sabbath simply means a day of rest. Just a side note, the serpent or beast was created in an unspecified portion of time before Adam. These millenniums may be the answer to the scientific questions about prehistoric man living on planet Earth untold years before Adam. Science has discovered prehistoric man was a slightly different species than modern man because their findings of bones and skeletons reveal several differences. Evolutionists believe man has evolved from this prehistoric species into modern man. But really, it was the lost race of the serpent species that was here before Adam and caused sin in the Garden of Eden. As a result, God cursed him and changed his entire structure from a man-like being, standing and talking, to a snake crawling on his belly. Thus, the serpent species no longer existed in its former state. We know that man is part animal, but certainly not part snake. After the act with Eve, God cursed this prehistoric man into the modern serpent. This is the missing link that God hid. Science will never find this without an understanding of the scriptures, and God must want it that way. Genesis 2, verses 1 and 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God rested from all his work of creation on the seventh day. However, he is certainly always watching over his creation, moment by moment, leading us back to our heavenly home. Since God had a Sabbath, he also appointed a Sabbath for his people, which was a day of rest from their taskmasters in Egypt. Their gospel, or their good news, came to them while in slavery in Egypt, that a deliverer was going to bring them out and take them to the promised land. They despise being in bondage just as any real Christian today despises bondage to the things of the world. We as Christians look forward to our gospel or good news that God sent a deliverer, the Holy Ghost, to lead us to our promised land. He led them in the Old Testament by the pillar of fire, and the same pillar of fire, which is the Holy Spirit, leads us today. Remember, they were on the road to their rest, or their Sabbath, as we are today. So what is this rest? Is it a ministry, wealth, a nice home, an education, just so we can quit working and relax forever? No, not at all. The gospel to us now is the Holy Spirit being sent to deliver us from the bondage of Satan, which robs us of an intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior through fear, causing doubt and unbelief to cancel out our faith. Hebrews 4:2 tells us, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." None of the preaching will help unless you mix that message with a personal faith. Hebrews 7:6 tells us, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Sin or doubt, which is unbelief, is imminent without exercising a personal faith. Oftentimes in business, we must have a personal faith in whom we do business with. Just because a man is wealthy does not mean he would make a good partner in an endeavor we might desire to do. Is he like-minded? Are his motives pure? Do we have a close personal relationship with him? He must be a man of his word, dependable and honorable, thereby ensuring a better chance of success. Until we have confidence in Him and can answer all these questions, we are operating in doubt. And once we are one with the same morals and visions, these doubts would be erased. Then by faith, we can enter a business relationship together. This is the same intimate relationship necessary with our Lord Jesus to exercise faith in Him. Obviously, many doubted because of their lack of personal intimate fellowship. They paralyzed their faith on the road to their promised land. Actually, the Bible calls doubt sin. They began to murmur, and God said in His wrath that they should never enter into His rest. Hebrews 3:17 tells us that their carcasses fell in the wilderness. God gave them the law of the Ten Commandments. The keeping of the Sabbath was the fourth commandment of those ten. They honored the fourth commandment of God's Sabbath law, but it became only a celebration or a ritual. They were headed to the promised land, a land that flowed with milk and honey, a land with no more slavery and no more taskmasters. What a place to look forward to! However, they failed to get there because they did not have a personal faith and an intimate relationship with God. Remember, God is a living person, and He did rest from all of His works on the seventh day. The promised land was only 40 miles from Egypt, but they stayed 40 years on the journey because of unbelief. This in spite of God giving supernatural signs, such as the pillar of fire leading them, the parting of the Red Sea, and the prophet preaching the gospel to them. The Bible said they ate bread from heaven, or manna, in the wilderness for 40 years, and their carcasses perished there. Jesus speaking in John chapter 6 tells us, "Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." John 6, verses 49 through 51. Here is the partaking or eating spiritually of that tree of life again. After all those years of wandering in the wilderness, the original generation that left Egypt had to die off because they had no personal faith in God. We find God then takes the next generation into the promised land with Joshua as their leader. Most theologians type Joshua as the Holy Spirit ministry leading God's people. It is the type of the Holy Spirit leading us to our promised land of rest and peace, or our Sabbath. You cannot break God's types and shadows as the Old Testament types the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11 tells us, "Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11. They must cross the Jordan River to enter this land. Jordan means death. They and all their theories must die. They must die to themselves and let God take full control before they could ever enter into their promise, which is the land of rest.